This is a tape on Glad and Zella Halliday, February 16, 1906. So go ahead, Alice. Tell about, you said something about that your father was going, your parents met on the high seas. You were saying that where your father was going and where your mother was going at the time.
Well, father was heading for Pennsylvania somewhere. He pulled.
Oh, I see.
And some friends there. And my mother, she was going back to the Ontario, to the farm she was raised on, you know. She was just back visiting her and some relatives. And
so they were both from Scotland?
Yeah.
So what part of the area do you...
My mother was born in Paisley, Scotland.
Oh.
And my father was born... It was a place called Motherwell. That's okay. Pretty close to Hamilton. That's where he grew up in Hamilton, Scotland.
Well, and so they met on the ship?
Yeah.
And then, of course, after that, your father... They met then.
Yeah, but my father started, he wasn't going to work very long in Pennsylvania. He wanted out. He headed right across the states and landed in the Washington states. And then he was told about singing or something was going up in B.C. here. He did go to work in a sawmill for a while. Yeah. That was in a place in the age of nothing now. I can't remember.
Oh, it's okay. It's all right. And they, so of course, they'd be corresponding naturally. Because
they married
in Vancouver.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't remember the date or the date of their marriage or anything.
Yeah, it was New Year's Day in 1900.
Oh, goodness. Isn't that interesting?
1901. Because Carl was born in the fall of 1900.
Oh, for goodness sake. Yes, I think so. Yes.
Yeah, that was it.
And so where did your dad go to work then after that?
Well, I guess all born in Cape Sayre Island, so I guess he went over there.
And so what kind of mining, that was mining?
Yeah, that, I don't know what kind of mine is.
But it was mining.
Mine,
yeah, metal, yeah. And so he stayed there a while then.
Well, until the whole four were born.
Because you say Carl was born 1901, October 29. Mm-hmm. And then Rusty.
Clinton.
Yeah, Rusty Clinton. Was born in January 27, 1903.
Yeah.
And then I guess
me.
Then you, May 8th, 1906. Ella on January 17, 1908.
Mm-hmm. Got it right.
So they'd be there, I guess yourself, and they'd move then.
Yeah. And moved up to Deadwood, I guess.
Deadwood, that's where all this part. All these mines were near Grand Forks. Not Grand Forks,
up that way.
Up that Greenwood. And so did with what they call the mother lode mine, eh? And that was metal.
Then he was in Phoenix before he left for the Britannia.
Oh, yeah. And so this would be also mining, yeah. Copper or something.
Copper, I think, is a lot in Britannia mine.
And then, so then you went to Britannia.
Well, in Britannia, that's where the copper mine is.
Yeah. And that's where, that's where you really remember, because you all remember different things. You said, you told different things that where you lived.
I don't know anything about Deadwood.
No. You said something about Britannia, remember the house. And
I remember Phoenix, all right.
Oh, I see.
I don't.
No,
I went across the road on my own feet, and there was a gully there. Sidewalk was coming up. A little girl and her father were coming along. I was kind of looking at them, and backing up, and I got up and went down in that ditch.
Oh.
And that fellow came down after and packed me home.
Well, you'd remember things like that, all right?
Yeah.
So then, Ben, you said something about you live way up on the hill or something?
Well, you have luxuries.
Oh, that's okay. Don't worry.
We lived near the tramway.
Oh, yeah.
And then we moved away up the hill back there. And then we moved down and moved over in the opposite hill. You see, my father went up as a boss, I guess.
Oh, I see. Oh.
And then he, the superintendent?
Oh, that's okay. So by now he had enough experience that he was given Fatty Crocker's first job.
I forget the name. He went away and the foreman moved to his house.
Oh, yeah.
My father moved up into this house and he was foreman.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, so he retired quite a few years or seven?
Yeah, you know, so since to me I remember the Christmas.
Oh, yeah. So you weren't yet, or were you at school already?
Oh, a little bit.
A little bit, yeah. Oh, yeah. So any other things special about... Of course, your brothers are being up like mad, and anything special about it? Nothing in particular, or
no. I remember one boy there. He just come up to stay with his aunt or something, and I think later on when we re-entered the
rainbow,
he lived in Seattle because he brought around the state. He was one of the singers around there.
Oh, for sake.
Yes, Lynch. The Lynch, yeah. That person, I remember that.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that something? Became famous. So then, I guess, Britannia was... When you moved from Britannia, that's when you moved up here.
Yeah.
That'd be 19.
Well, we went down to outside Vancouver just a little while our father was around for us.
And I guess what Britannia must have had quite a kind of a maybe down... Things kind of closed up or something.
Strike.
Oh, strike.
And that's the thing that I was trying to find out when it happened.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's
because every bunkhouse seemed to be empty. Everything was
gone. Oh. And it just about crippled us mine, I suppose.
Well, it was not because I don't think there was any. Because I remember getting down Vancouver, saw a lot of people ran on the street there, and I knew they were all up around that.
Oh, for goodness sake. So they, but the mine didn't at that time.
Well, it didn't close at the time.
But it had a heart, crippled it. Mm. I see.
In those days, they didn't strike the way they just walked out.
So then, you're in Vancouver when you start looking for, figuring out where to go next.
Yeah.
And then he came up here then.
Yeah.
That's not nice.
He was foreman up there, that mine, Silverstone.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I see. That interesting. And then you said something about you lived down there for a while, I guess. That's down by the river, 2 miles or something.
No, we lived near just a mine hole up there.
The
camp was way down here, but it was up in the
oil. The mine here and the slant here and down here was the boarding house.
Oh, forget it, the camp. Oh, my. And your mother lived in those places.
No.
So then, of course, your brothers by now are growing up or something. They'd be, goodness, they'd be, well, they weren't that, they weren't old enough. Well, they'd be going to school, I guess. Say. Or did
not
they go
to school around there?
There was no school around there.
No.
But they would have gone to school in Britannia.
My oldest brother must have started the school in
Phoenix, maybe.
Phoenix.
Oh, yeah. So there was no school. They didn't attend at all at Hazelton. So then you moved up here. And did they go to school here at all when they had the...
No.
No, there's no... Yeah. I see. And so then you started here, and your dad was still...
Mine.
Went back and forth to the mine.
I went to Rush of the Bull after that.
Oh, I see.
Rush the Bull.
That was mining.
Yeah, all mining.
Oh, yeah.
And worked in the Silver Standard, too.
Delta.
Yeah. The Delta mine was a little mine above the rest of the bow. Now, when he went back to the... You know, during the war broke out, that mine closed down. and then they stirred up again during the war.
Oh, I see.
And by 1917, early in the beginning, Father had a contract to run a tunnel in that mine.
Oh, for goodness sake. And that was sort of, well, that was practically after, the war was still
on. No, the war was still in 17.
Yeah. My goodness. And so, but by now you're all trying to farm up here, too.
Well, it didn't start until 17.
Oh, 1917. Mm-hmm. Oh, I see. So that's when you moved up the valley then.
No, we moved here in the Phoenix.
Oh, I see.
Just lived here, had a little garden.
Oh, I see, see. Well, and then, of course, from there on, well, you were telling various things about your farm as mm-hmm. you started the cattle and chickens and
pigs.
And pigs and... And I suppose you would be selling that stuff to the town, like.
Yeah, this is the town, and I was just thinking now, what if you had it for something? You can't sell it in town now, can you?
Oh, yes, you can.
Yeah?
Well, you can sell privately.
You own the store.
No, well, you have to have a kind of a contract.
Yeah, and you have to have the, even to go into a restaurant.
Oh, I suppose. I don't know, there's something about things these days. So that anything, any dairy product, anything like that?
No,
you didn't sell. It was just beef. You sold
beef.
Pork, I guess.
Yeah, pork and eggs.
And eggs. Oh, for goodness sake.
Oh, I want your chicken.
Chicken, I sold chicken stew.
Oh, yeah, and then chickens. Well, I guess so. So this would be for all the lobbying going on, I guess, at that time in Hazleton. I guess all this telegraph line and all kinds, it'd be all these outfitters would be around. Is that, it'd be a lot of demand for food.
Well, I don't know where the telegraph got their food, you know.
Yeah.
It was a dry food,
I see, yeah. But so selling to stores, then.
Yeah.
Or to the hospital, did you sell anything to the
hospital? Oh, we sold to the hospital.
A little bit to the hospital. Okay, and then you were saying something about you had horses.
Yeah.
Four horses. This is when you got your four horses, that's when you were mostly, what did the horses do? That was for your haying and...
No.
I'm traveling. You never did have a car.
No.
So your dad just used horses?
Mm-hmm.
And he would come what? Come home weekends or... Or how would he do? Would he live at the camp for a while and come back?
He lived, Sunday night, Saturday, and something like that.
I see.
1920 he was here. You know,
Oh, 1920 he retired?
Uh-huh.
Oh,
retired, not work.
Or the work got finished or something, or he quit, is that it?
No.
So then, from 1920 you had your living on the farm?
Yeah.
And that's when you made the beef and the pork and stuff. Okay, and that's when you, you were there. This time your brothers, I guess, what happened to your brothers? What were
they? So it was in there in Hazleton. It must have been early, the 20. He moved over to the railroads.
Yes, and this is Carl.
Smith. Yeah, Carl. It's a Smither. He used to work out at Smith.
And then
he went to Rupert, worked there on the CM, operator. And then he went to Nybarta.
Knighton?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And so his job was quite a telegraph man, sort of. I see.
Well, 1920, the other fellow started, 1921, I guess.
Yeah.
He started on the work on the river, you know.
Was that sort of the same thing?
Well, we know to do telegraph work.
He just worked on the actual
proper
road gang. Oh, yeah. And he liked that, I guess, eh?
And then he became what you call a B&B boss
or something.
Oh, yeah, on the railroad.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Isn't that interesting? So then he
had a car they raised up further because he was all bossing along, you know. He'd have to travel here to there all the time. Yeah.
Well, this would have to do with the maintenance of the railroad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, isn't that interesting?
After we retired, they ran out of some man, I don't know. And they wanted him back.
Oh, yeah.
But he didn't feel like going back after being retired to again.
Oh, and he retired from it, like?
Well,
when he got to the school,
you know.
Oh, he worked all those years. Oh, I see. Yeah. This is, by now he's living in Edmonton or somewhere.
No, he was in Vancouver.
Vancouver.
You see, they have to reach a certain age.
Oh, yeah.
So he put in a, and he had, I guess, a good enough pension.
Yeah. Well, he's the one that raised the four children then.
Yeah. Three
children. Two boys and a girl. Or is that right?
Yeah, two boys.
And that, and of course, since then, you say there are, what, he has,
ten.
There are 10 children and grandchildren?
10 grandchildren.
Oh, 10 grandchildren.
Only three.
Yeah. My goodness. And they all scattered, I guess, eh? Scattered
from Seattle and Enderby and Nova Scotia.
Oh, my goodness. How many have been to see? Did they all come
to
see?
Three.
The one in Seattle has come, and Enderby and Nova Scotia. Mm-hmm. Isn't that
some of the grand, but that one, but we all the grand nieces and nephews.
And
we were down at the Enderby twice, visiting those people.
Have you ever been to Nova Scotia to see?
Nope.
Oh,
I said, that's a big trip. Oh, which is,
on the plane or on the train even.
Train? Oh, smashing.
Oh, well, that's all right. Yeah, no, it doesn't happen. Now, we're going to talk about you, because you had a lot to do. I mean, actually, your brothers took off, so you were the farmhands.
Mm-hmm.
And so
we were the real boss, and that, by the end of 1950, when the father died, I was boss.
I guess so.
I was a slave.
What?
I was a slave.
So anyway, tell us some of the jobs you did, some of the things you did. Tell about the wood. That's so interesting.
Well, during the war, that
World War II.
When they were offering, in the papers, that the government would pay so much for every cord
of wood.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
but who got that would be the buyer?
The guy, like the commercial or something like that.
The people that were buying.
They were buying the wood and taking it and putting it around a little extra.
You're looking at them?
No, I'm just looking. And so they got busy with this wood. With the cross saw. Two of you. So how many winters did you do that?
Well, we a few years, but that first term was 47 chords.
47 chords.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
But I think didn't Dorothy and some of the better than us, I don't know. They took them up.
But your mother was here with you then, wasn't she?
She didn't until 1970. You see, she died, Harold followed her to the grave. They're only a month apart.
Well, she died in May 4th, and he died in June 3rd.
Oh, for goodness sake. Which one was that? That died?
Carl.
Carl. My goodness.
That's in 1970.
My goodness, 1972.
And Clinton didn't die
end of August 1972.
Well, so anyway, and your mother, she had this kind of a product, I guess.
Yeah.
What did they call that? Or was there a name for it? It's to do with, I guess it has to do with chart or something, or what is it? That's something that happened to her that she didn't,
Well, I don't know. I guess she hated her for one thing.
Really? Oh, did you say she was a marvelous worker?
Yeah, she was. I had to her sawing wood.
So she was. She was. While you were doing the outside work, she was doing all the inside work.
No, she did all the cooking. I don't know anything about cooking until I had to cook.
Yeah, she did all the cooking and baking.
And she
washed. And she let a wood sawn, for the.
Oh food. Yeah, yeah.
She get up suddenly after some. Oh, did you give me some wood? And she always wanted. We always had wood there because
Isn't
she wanted
that?
Wood. chopped it, and if I came down, I could chop some wood. She'd push me out of the way and take the axe herself and cut it.
Well, she just she probably really enjoyed the exercise or something.
Well, she didn't want to see us work too much. She said we worked too much.
You work too much.
Yeah.
You know, so she would do it.
Yeah. One big stick of wood, the Gladys said that one of us had to help to put it on or something. I think some way we didn't get around to the first thing we know, she got it on. Oh, God, it's getting this way and that way, you know, take a piece, put it over there, and grab it, and put it over there. And so I saw a big chunk of wood. We thought it'd take both of us to lift it.
She was so strong.
Joe Watson was going to help her, remember that?
No, she wasn't.
Isn't that?
She had a big stick of, she had got it up in her throat, got it on there before Joe could get around.
And then, of course, gardening, too, I guess. Or did
you? Well, she didn't do much gardening.
No.
She said, come on, pick potatoes.
Oh, yeah. So you did the gardening,
oh,
too.
She didn't want to get around thinning them or something.
Oh, yeah. So you were actually looked after them, too.
Yep.
And did you sell any of your produce or something like that at the time?
Oh, well, we did sell some, not so much.
But usually yourselves.
Yeah, like we grew a lot of potatoes and boiled them and got chicken, you know, good strong chicken mash and give that to chickens to help cheapen
keep the cost down. Everything. Oh, sure. Oh, and you tell them about your schooling. Now that was interesting. You went, I understand that you went with the boys, but where did they get most of their schooling?
Well,
after they left, or they must
well,
have got
they must
schooling.
Have got started down in
Phoenix
and Britannia.
In Britannia, yeah. And you went to the college, to
mm-hmm.
Edmonton?
Mm-hmm.
So,
after
is that right? It must be quite an experience to have gone. I guess you must have been scared to, you know, to go away from home and do something.
Well, I can't remember what you are.
But for you, you were there what, for 2 years or so? That's where you
well,
took
a school term, I guess.
One term.
We got our schooling privately.
Yeah, no, it's okay.
Sorry.
Got
my finger.
Okay. And you got your schooling privately afterwards.
Yeah.
So you did one. Did you ever do courses and stuff?
No. But,
so this was the term you did there,
mm-hmm.
and tell me about it. Was $30 a month or something? Was it? Was it
what?
I don't know. I thought you told me. What
was
this?
No. Well, $30 a month. That's what it cost. Isn't it?
Yeah, something about $30.
Board and
one. Yeah, one board.
Oh, what in?
At the school.
$25.
No,
$30.
$30. You said yeah. Said it was that was a 1925 or something.
Yeah.
At St. Joseph's Convent or something.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't remember it particularly, but you just...
Oh, I don't remember some of the sisters, like meet some of them, but I guess most of them are dead now.
They were...
Stasher over there gave us a paper, and we noticed one of the sisters, she'd retired.
Well...
And she was getting only a year or two starting when we went.
Oh, my. So
she'd been there, what, 6 years?
Oh.
6 years.
Goodness. So you'd get pretty friendly with them.
What a jolly good-natured.
Plumpy.
And she came to
farm
and
a
big family, and they get to do a lot of the work.
Oh, yeah.
What was her mother? I don't know. Crippled a little bit, but she did a lot.
Yeah, did a lot of cooking at the...
Well, they told us about you work 2 or 3 months, then someone else take it. And
tons
of it.
She was a good cook.
Isn't that? All right. So anyway... Your dad died... No, your dad died...
1950.
It was 1950 that your dad died.
What day was that? 3rd of November, early in February.
Third.
Oh, my.
Third around
the my goodness. So then since then, and then of course you raised oats and wheat and hay.
Yeah.
So you girls, tell something about it. Anything?
Butchered their own beef, you know.
Oh, I think. So after your dad was gone, you were That was your job.
Fix all the bull calves and all that work.
Oh, branding. Well, did you have to brand too?
No, we just had tags on them. That's all.
Yeah. So they would just roam all over the place. Or just tags, and then of course you'd have to fix, as you say, the little mouths. Goodness sakes. So you did this, just the two of you. Mm-hmm. Oh my. Well then, your mother, after a while, it's like she went away, but she was just not well, or your brother?
Well, it was getting much for us, and she was gone 10 years before she died.
She was what?
Gone 10
years. It was 10 years, mm-hmm. I see. So what year did she leave?
Well, when she died, it'll be in 60, when she died in...
Oh, yeah, 70. So they'd be 1960 then.
Uh-huh. She ran 1960. I see. Yeah.
Well, that was like a brother, something about your brothers arranged it or something? Or arranged it, please.
Yeah, she went to Vernon in one of these old army hospitals or something like that they had during the last World War.
Oh, yeah.
I know. I was pointed
out
when we passed through once by.
So this is Carl had something about that. I see, because was it you were saying that when she left, when she went there, that she kind of didn't remember? You know, she kind of, like, it's as often people go in the hospital, they kind of get, well, I suppose you could call it, not upset, but they get kind of disoriented that she didn't really...
She didn't have any more work, she did.
Oh, yeah.
And she got kind of fond of the nurses that were looking after, that's what I was told.
Oh, and so that was...
Maybe she desired friendship.
Yeah, that was nice. So anyway, and then what year did you kind of quit farming?
Oh, gee, when did you get rid of... have trouble with... foxes and everything, getting all of the calves and looked at the whole thing. We needed either a bunch of machinery or get out. And this one of the boys says, if you have a bunch of money for that, you know, stuff, you might as well quit and go out and take that money out of there.
Sure.
So Carl, he wanted this. Because he'd soon be quitting on that job, and he thought
he'd come and here, live here.
Oh, he wanted to live here, but he thought...
Wanted you to quit.
Yeah.
Lower BC.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So you just had like... Well, that's when you got rid of the cow. Yeah. That's when you quit.
Yeah, well, we got rid of a bunch, and then we kept a few, and then we finally had to... Because... Well, men getting the bull and thinking, well, you have only two or three cows. That's
just a lot of father, yeah. So then you, for a little while, so this is, I wrote here something about that you were 60 years farm. No, more than that.
No.
I don't know where that.
1914 and right up to now.
Oh, I see. Yeah, 1915 to 85. That's 70 years.
14 was
1914.
Well, let's say it was 1915, mm-hmm. easy. Mm-hmm. So it's nearly 70 years on this farm. Boy, that's a long time.
Well, this spring...
Yeah?
73.
Well, if it was 90, this is 80. Well, I'm thinking about 85, you see. Mm-hmm. 85 and 15, you know. But somewhere like that, nearly 70 years, isn't that?
Well, I figured with this spring it would be 73 years since it come into the country.
Oh,
and one of the things is we were kind of the day, nice summery weather down in outside of Coover and everything. Everybody was wearing their summer refinery. We had to get straw hats, and here we come up with this
little ice.
Oh.
So why did you, must have come in this a year?
Yeah. Father was ahead
of us. Oh, yeah.
The wagon we went up to, standing there, they go right almost to the hub through that mud.
Oh.
You see, we had to come up to that road that turns into...
2 Mile.
No, into Salmon Road.
Oh, Salmon Road.
That's the way they went in, and they went over through there and up to the...
to the mine.
To the mine. Oh. But when we, that year, 1913, they did this road around to come out at 2 miles.
Oh, 1917.
13.
13. Oh, I see, I see. Oh, yeah, out of it. Uh-huh.
All the primitive manners. I mean, they had a couple of fellows working down there, drilling some big rocks, you know, blast so they could. I don't know whether they had a steam shovel or if they didn't.
So you must have just been petrified in this country to see all this.
Well, we lived up in all the mountains, yes. Snow and everything.
And all of a sudden it was different.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Well, of course, your father was, you know, in that mine, 1913, it got down below somewhere.
Oh, my goodness.
And he smelled this funny stuff down there, and he went around. And he saw a man down his knees, and he knew there was something wrong. And he went more to the left, goes up, and told his two fellows there to go bet this guy. See, their father got into the bucket, and he pulled the rope, you know, to ring the bell. And he said he knew no more about what, didn't know anything about going up that.
He was knocked out.
Yeah. And went up at the top, all this, suddenly there was two or three fellas to undo his hands. He was hanging onto the bucket.
Oh. What happened to the other fellas? They died?
No, they all came out.
Oh.
They let the bucket down, but I know that fellow was picking it. He was pretty well. I saw him laying out in the ground. The other two fellas were, you know, woozy with all the stuff.
Oh, my. Well, and it was your father that told your brother not to go or something,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah,
he didn't want him to go mining.
No,
he didn't want them.
No, that was a heck of a life. So anyway, and then after you retired, you tried a winter up at Gibson's Landing,
yeah.
Was it? And tell about it. I think that was kind of interesting.
Well, we went to Gibson's, and of course our brother's in Vancouver at the time.
Yeah, yeah.
And he used to come over quite regularly in the boat to see us, and he left his car there, you know. Well, it wasn't a very big house. It was.
You had a house like you rented a house.
No, I bought it.
Oh, you bought it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see.
And electricity, but I don't know. The heat off, and then it go down, and that thing would be cold.
Yeah.
It wasn't very comfortable.
Was that right? Were you right on the island? Could you see the ocean?
Well, we were up on the hill there.
You could have a nice.
Nice. There were a lot of trees.
Yeah. Is this the place where you said there were houses nearby and they were so nice?
Yeah. There was one house about this far apart from us. And there was one on the other side and still further along and some. There was one up and growing up. And, out in front of us there across the road. I took a look in it. I wouldn't buy that house for anything. All kinds of shaking. And other people said they wouldn't buy it. Tree blow down and smash it.
Yeah.
I don't
so
know.
It was Carl's. Was Carl the one that suggested that you come down there?
Carl was dead.
Oh, he was gone already.
Yeah.
Oh. But you'd like to try it.
Well, it was that other brother. He liked the house down there.
Oh,
because
I see. Not Carl was gone.
Clinton.
So Clinton. Oh, yeah.
Because he was ill and
yeah,
he didn't expect to live forever.
And where was he at that time?
He was living in Vancouver.
Oh, he was living in Vancouver.
He was retired before Carl.
Oh, I see.
Carl had been for a few years before he died. But
well, was Carl? Carl wasn't in Vancouver.
No. He lived in Chicago. He went out to live with his wife with her sister.
Oh yeah. So then, so it was during this time that you were deciding at this Gibson's Landing that you lost your brother. That's a, about that time. So
yeah.
My.
We used to come. Well, we went right through the winter, and then we'd come up and build a garden.
Up here?
Yeah. Well, we came up here and we was living along, and here we got a letter that her brother had collapsed.
Oh, and this is back there.
And you
back
know, he's down in the young brother down yeah. in the store.
Oh.
As he said, he might go, you know.
Oh, so that's when you changed your plans completely then.
Then we went back down to see him in July.
Oh, I see, he wasn't dead yet.
No, and then he was paralyzed. Went down to see him, and we stayed there until August July, so we come back up, dug up our garden, and gosh, I think too, that year when we were down there, great houses or turnips and everything, and we don't seem to be able to make soil now.
We had the barn manure.
Oh, sure. And so, but it was Carl that died in 1970.
Yeah.
And so, and Clinton, this would be year, or years later that he
yeah.
died.
Yeah,
2 years later.
Two years.
So they, that's when you decided to get give it all up.
We didn't know anything much about that place. We were walking around trying to get it, and it wasn't our life.
I don't think she would last long. No. Stayed down there. Didn't seem to. I had to do all the running with them.
Yeah.
You see, why I went down is I got sick too. That was after Carl died. I went to the hospital and he said, you got an enlarged heart and you have very high pressure.
Oh, for goodness sake.
And I was kind of weak and then lost flesh like.
Oh. So that's why you thought that.
Yeah, I thought you were down there. And
closer. So then you decided to build your house.
Yeah.
So
well,
did that
we'd either have to build a house or live in that old thing there in the summer and go down and live in town somewhere. We built the house.
Oh, that's good. So the house was built about, what year did that?
We came back here in 73.
Oh, yeah.
And
so that's when you started pretty well.
Well, we were, no, I mean the next year.
Yeah.
I can't
believe it. You've been in it at least 10 years or so.
No.
Is it?
Was it 77?
I'm not looking at this.
That's okay.
77.
Okay.
Maybe in
1977, so it'll be in years next year.
Yes.
So about 9 years. Oh, my. It was such a... That
mm-hmm.
must have been...
Remember.
Well, that's okay. It doesn't matter. It's all right.
You know, only went through the winter here, before he completed.
Yeah. So he took a couple of years. Yeah. And I guess you've never had any regrets.
No, I don't.
Well, we had a bit of a... Gladys and I were going off. She wanted to get one of those, drag-in house. What do you call them?
Mobile
home.
Oh, yeah. Well, you mean live in a mobile home?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't want one of those things. But later on, it was no good either.
Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, yeah, home is much better. So then, see. Yeah, and you were saying something about, about ball games. You used to watch, your... I guess you used to watch a lot of games here, and is it would be in Kistioffs, or you different picnics, or rodeos, no? Not particularly?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that made me think that. So anyway, it was Gladys was saying, remembered Cataline.
Well, so did I.
Okay. Said something about you. You saw him several times.
Oh, yeah. Did you see him in May? Jim May and Cataline and lots.
And Jim May was his helper.
Well, I don't know what the old Jim
yeah.
did.
But and then Wiggins, and Wiggins, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, did you ever, before we used to see the
pack trains?
The
yes.
pack trains.
Yes.
Oh. So so by this time, of course, you still have horses.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd still be going to town with your wagons and stuff. Like, I mean, when you... Dad was gone. You still you take the beef in the wagons, did you?
No, we'd send them down.
We take that beef out to the main road.
Yeah, somebody would come and get them. Oh,
see,
yeah.
Sergeant Strick used to come up a lot of time. They used to deliver something.
Oh, yeah.
Deliver the kiss gaps.
Oh, I see.
So, I guess all that, whenever we're getting
trucks and cars, and then.
Yeah. Well, I guess you sure seen some changes in Hazleton.
Yeah, there's only about four homes down there that was
there now that weren't there. Where were there way back when we found the town? You know, like where Ward Marshall lived, that's the house. And then those two houses up by St. Peter's Church, Sterrett and that other man that's with him.
Yeah.
And then that old house near Panther.
Yeah, oh, yeah, Panther. Oh, yeah, Marie Panther.
Well, that the one right there.
That was known as the Red House. Well, it was painted red.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And there was Mrs. Stanton used to run a boarding house.
Oh, yeah.
In 1916.
Oh, so she'd run the boarding house like for all these men? Or
people
boarding, yeah. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the Hudson Bay was the big place, I guess. Hudson Bay.
Hudson Bay, and then there were the
Cunninghams. Oh, yeah. And, of course,
that bay has moved around a few times since we were.
Is right.
It used to be down in the river there, you know.
Oh, okay.
Then they moved up, you know, in that place where they use the warehouse now.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then moved into that new place.
For goodness sake, well. And then, of course, West the Ox Village, I guess, would be very much the same.
Well, there are not many old homes down there either. They're from the hill yet, but it'll soon be blasted down.
So, do you remember any of the, you know, Indians from Kispioth?
Well, we knew a lot of them, but they're dead, the old people, you know. And that's where Pearl was saying her grandfather and her mother's.
Oh, yeah, Pearl, yeah. Pearl.
Oh,
yeah. Trombley. So I guess you've seen a lot of. What would be some of the biggest changes that you saw in this country?
Well, they don't come up the river anymore like they used to have.
Oh, they went up here?
Yeah, yeah, they used to have the dog teams after dog teams.
Really?
Yeah, going up to that.
They're up to Kispagash, you know.
And then,
really?
And then going to hunt, you know, going to trap lines, too.
Oh, goodness sake. Oh, so you'd go out on the edge of the river and look and look.
Yeah, yeah. See teams coming.
We used to look out of the window and know how they're. Oh, I see somebody coming around the corner, and they just keep coming around. They're the whole family.
Oh.
Maybe one or two dog teams to the family and a bunch of kids and dogs even packing.
I remember when we spent the whole four of us kids, you know, two brothers or not, standing up there and team was going up with some white people. Like we heard later that they were taking some movies.
Oh,
and
yeah.
We heard one man saying, looks like white children over there. I always remember that. They bought them. 1914, 1915 or something.
Somewhere around.
Is
somewhere
that around. Right? Isn't that something? Well, imagine that. And then in the summer it'd be boats, or would they go up by boats?
Well, they had trails here that they'd come out. Oh, you know, we saw it when we were there, a trail, I guess, that went way up.
But sometimes they would bring their boats up and they'd be, you know, have big poles.
To the smokehouse.
Yeah, to the smokehouse.
And this would be for fishing.
Yeah.
For all their different fishing
areas. Yeah, but they go down with take their boats and load it up with barrels of fish and some dried salmon and take the gisbeaux, and then they had to bring boats up to their smokehouses.
Oh, I see. So they and they this would be, well, they would be selling the fish in those, would they? Would they be selling any of the stuff?
Well, they might.
They needed a lot of salmon.
Yeah.
And they had so many dogs.
Oh, I see.
And then they used to dry the fish for some of the other family, you know, was down on the coast or something. You know,
oh, yeah.
Fishing those.
So there would be smokehouses
all
up and down.
Just all smoke.
Where Stash and Don is living, there's a smoker, one across the river, and not far up the river there was a smokehouse. And then where the Combs are living, there was a big smoker, and then there was down in the river, right down from Murray Combs.
Wow.
And then a little further up the road, then there was a smokehouse. And then you keep going away up around the smokehouse.
You got to taste any of their face? Did they ever give you any?
Yeah, they give us some.
Yeah.
And then there was a smokehouse just down outside of this place here. And more than all their smokehouses all down the river.
Isn't that something?
Smokehouse. I always remember they used to, at the river there, they used to hear, I get medicine, bump, bump, bump.
Oh, is
bump,
that right?
Bump, bump, bump.
Yeah.
So they would sort of like their little ordeal of some kind.
Yeah,
kind of a,
stir somebody.
Oh, is that right? He'd be,
yeah, well,
is that right?
They have a little medicine man.
Meetings.
Yeah.
So they'd have kind of, because I don't know if they had it here or not, kind of like wet houses or whatever they call
them.
Oh,
yeah, that's what that I know a little bit. But, what was I going to say? I don't know if it's true, you know, I was trying to chase the evil spirits out.
Well, apparently the sweat houses were used for that purpose too, I guess, for getting all the
sweat,
all the
badness
out.
Well, when we're here in one of their time, I wished I had one of these things to record.
Yeah.
And they sounded like they had a chain and a big iron pot and they're going around, making a rumble. They probably had the devil on the run then.
No, they just go bump, bump, bump. And we were told that, you know, the spirit would just look out. Oh, and he's got it. His fingers out there. He's bang, 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 bang.
You mean they had horses? How would they work with those horses at the mine?
What, bringing the ore down the oil?
Oh, bringing the ore.
They had a contractor to do that work, and they used mostly four-horse teams.
Sometimes have to haul some machinery up, too, to the mine.
Oh, yeah. So what would they, how would they haul it?
They would put in the bags. They had a Thornton house up there.
Oh, I see.
And they threw up the packs, and I guess they must have weighed something. You know what?
And they would just put it there?
No, on the sleigh.
Oh, on the sleigh. Oh, yeah. Oh, this would be, sleigh or wagon. Yeah.
Well, I guess they didn't do so much.
No, they didn't do it in the wagon.
It was
would be too heavy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. For the sake, and so this would be from the Silver Standard Mine,
yeah? Yeah.
Yeah, that's the days of the horses.
Yeah,
you oh, well, you've got them in your mind.
I used to see some horse teams, you know, when they're hauling up heavy material in the summer. Because they had some steep hills up there. And most of those horses, I think, came off the railroad. You know,
oh, I see. Yeah, because the railroad, you were here just the road was fixed.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Do you know anything about it, or...
You know, I just met him coming to Hazleton, and that was as far as the road went back to. Because the other part of the road was coming.
It's Rupert.
You know, from the east.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
They're working both ways.
Oh, yeah. It's connected, yeah.
We came up by boat to Prince Rupert, then got on the train.
Oh, by boat to Prince Rupert.
Came up.
Oh, I was there, right?
The train.
Oh, do you remember the trip at all?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I can't stand wavy anymore.
Really?
I get
so you were seasick?
I thought all that would be over. And I took that down from Rupert down to Vancouver Island. That's a big ship, you know.
Yeah.
Near that little thing that we were on.
Oh, but you didn't. You don't get seasick.
Oh, I don't. She was. I got. You had to go to the bathroom. She was, you know, vomiting.
Yeah.
And she thought it was, I didn't see it. I was so darn sick.
Of course.
It was blown over that wave. That guy told us, you know, we heard it all.
Loudspeaker.
Loudspeaker, something that would be 3 minutes. And I'll tell you, going over the swell.
Oh,
I'll tell you, that was the longest 40 I've
ever lived. Oh, dear. Oh, so then from Prince Rupert, you came by train.
Yeah.
So the train ready?
To New Hazleton.
To New Hazleton. Mm-hmm. Isn't that interesting? Well, well, well. And then do you, well, you must have, gee, you must have remembered things about the hospital, anything about the, you never.
I can't remember who passed the hospital, yeah, you know, but I can't remember too much about it.
You didn't have anything to do with it, so I guess we're in sick, so that was the main part.
And then we knew about it in 1916, go up there on the hospital there, went from the hospital and then sick of them, but go up there and
play around with Ralph Innes and some of them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I see. Just to, you know, just come for a visit, like, or
yeah,
something.
Well, on Saturday, the little girl was around there, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Walking around, go around.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice.
Remember all the family, you know.
Oh, the Wrench family.
Yeah, Ralph, Fina, Wrench.
Fina.
Oh, Ralph and Fina.
No,
Ralphina. That's
Ralph,
her name.
Oh, Ralphina.
That was her name. She was only her girl in the family.
Oh, I see.
The oldest one, what do you call him now? Leonard?
Oh,
he was,
yes,
a doctor. He became a doctor.
Oh, yeah, Harold or something, wasn't he?
No, Harold was later.
The youngest.
Yes, he was the youngest.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
Leonard.
Cooper.
Oh.
Ralphina.
Arthur.
And Harold.
Oh.
I knew them all.
Well, and you knew them well enough to,
yeah,
to go and, oh, isn't that nice? Because they were, I guess they had a big place where they stayed, I guess. Or,
well,
had all the grounds anyway.
Yeah. And, well, Mrs. Wrench used to give us some, they had chickens there, and they'd give us some eggs for them.
Oh, isn't that nice? Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mrs. Wrench, I guess, was quite
a little stuffed woman.
Very. Oh, man, how about the old timers here? Do you like the people around the valley here? Did you, you know, any outstanding things?
Well, the tailor, you heard about the tailors up there, didn't
tailors?
You?
Tailors? I've heard the name, yeah.
And was not until a few years ago we met their two daughters.
Oh, my.
And I think one of these daughters is the first white girl,
yeah,
to be born in
the hospital.
Oh, for goodness.
And the other one we met was born in the Yukon Telegraph. Oh. Funny thing, their mother was a telegraph.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Way up in the bush here.
Well, it's just cabin, I guess.
First cabin. Oh, for goodness sake.
I think he was a lineman, you know.
Oh, yeah, so they were together then.
Mm-hmm.
I see. Oh, isn't that? So you got to know them, and then did you know the Burns? George
Burns? Oh, yeah, I remember him down at the, he had the point there, you know, across from Chatham, you know, that field there.
Oh.
That was Mission Point, and he used to be,
Oh, across, the, like in Southtown.
Yeah, well, it's just across from,
yeah,
Mission.
Yeah,
I mean from Japan there.
Yeah, yeah. On the other side, you mean?
Yeah, the other,
yeah,
side.
That's where that old pegger was living there. He had a cabin on that place. What's his name now?
Cadeline.
Oh, Cadeline too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, he was
Burns,
old,
I think, kind of looked after him.
This is before Burns went up the valley.
Yeah.
Oh, for goodness sake. So that's where they lived, in Mission Point. So he must have been quite a character, that George Burns.
Well, he was getting a very old one, we saw.
Is that right? And so then,
yeah,
he bought this place up,
yeah,
here then, I guess.
So, I guess he, well, he shot himself, but I guess because he was probably getting, yeah, old George. So I guess, you know, he was getting so darn useless and he didn't like to be an old.
Well, he sold that place, Marty Allen, before he
died, yeah,
and then shut him down.
You know, he probably
didn't like the idea of someone else taking it.
All right.
I don't know. That's what he said.
Yeah.
Well,
he was getting
useless.
Yeah.
He didn't want to be an old.
It just was.
His trouble is that life would be awful.
Well, it's possible that he maybe wasn't well, too.
Oh, yes.
He might be sick. Something like,
yeah,
one of these,
well,
Forsyth boys, you know.
Well, and they were different than the man we knew down there.
Yeah. So then, anything else? Oh, any, I don't know. There must be a lot of things from long ago. Did you? Why did you know the Love family?
Oh yeah, and Mrs. Love's two brothers.
Oh yeah, you knew the two brothers.
Yeah.
Hagblatts. Oh yeah.
And the Haglins or Pete.
Oh yeah.
John.
Oh yeah, they're aunts. Yeah.
John and
well, they're cousins or something.
Yeah, they were cousins. That's right.
And what's the other two words?
They said Jacob and Otto.
Jacob and Otto. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Jacob and Otto were the younger. I guess
Yeah, so one of them, of course, had where the Stokes are living or something.
Well, yeah. That's John.
John.
And the Eskers has the Otto's place.
Yeah. Because Stokes has had, when they cut the, they made a, have you been to Stokes?
Well, I saw the house, but I haven't been there.
Oh. Well, anyway, they made another little room, like, and so they make the little room, they had to cut the door out, I guess, to get in. And they saved a piece of course, it was the old house, the logs and everything. And they, Daisy fixed it all up, and she put, varnished it and stuff, and she printed about it.
She's quite a mater, I guess.
Yeah. So what else would you like to tell? What would you like to, what would be your wish if you could have a wish list?
I don't know. I lived here so long, you know, it's hard to
You practically feel like you're part of scenery.
Yeah.
Well, hold on to it.
It's like, the people, why didn't you come into here?
Yeah.
What are they doing? Work will be taken away from us.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like one of those doctors says, you take your mother down there, you know, you're taking her from all the way.
When your mother left, you know. Yeah.
She wouldn't live great, but she lived 10 years.
Yeah.
But she kind of, I see that picture.
She was quite blind, too, now.
Did she?
Yeah. She's thin.
Yeah.
You can see how those pictures are.
Yeah. No.
But like, I say it was dull, you know, the best, but.
Oh, no, she looked good in that picture. It didn't look like anything.
I don't think she could see it. I had another picture, same down, you know, but you could see the
picture
somewhere. You know, as we knew her, you know.
Well, it's so beautiful that you have your home and that you have it. I guess that was the big day when you got your electricity.
Can't give it up now. And then he told us, he says, once you get that, you'll wonder how you live with that.
Yeah.
Now, that's what I'm wondering now. What do we do with our meat?
Yeah.
What do we
do with the milk?
Yeah.
We used to get that.
Get moldy. Yeah. Oh, and I guess the well digging, that must have been something, eh?
What, this well?
Yeah. You know? Oh, tell me.
Well, Carol dug that over there, but oh.
Well, we helped.
Well, was it then? Could you get water from it?
Yeah, we got water, but it fixed up right, and pretty soon the sides began to go down, and that wrong. He needed something heavy to go down.
So he never got it. How many? 1,000 you carried water from the river?
Yeah, 1,000 years.
Oh.
I wouldn't go down there now. I don't think I could carry it.
Oh, so that's how many buckets a day?
Oh, I don't see.
Water for the chickens.
And for the cattle?
Oh, we send the cattle down.
There was a way they could go down.
Yeah, there was.
And the horses?
Horses go down for water.
You had you take them down?
There was a road.
There was a road.
Trail. There was one cow, she got to go down.
Is that right?
You know, he got scared of the ice. So down the river, got a bucket of water. I came up and I started putting my shoes up the hill a bit, watching me. She wanted to drink worse than anything, yeah.
But she wouldn't go down.
I put my finger and swish it around. Oh, that's tasty, you know. And she get down and down, and I got her drinking. And when she drank, I kept back down.
And she went.
And I got her down a bit, not always, maybe halfway. She sucked the bucket and she looked down there. It was all those other cattle down there drinking and splashing around. She just ran past me and down.
She went down.
Yeah, went down.
Once I had a steer, he wouldn't get in, you know, the piece of ice, and then get down there, it was just, you know, over to the water towards the spring while they got up. And I'd just bring him down the X along the edge, and then I'd give him a shot. And once he hit the pond, I thought, why, that was all right.
Yeah. Go over yeah. Yeah, well, I guess we like that too, if we're scared of something. Somebody has to give us a shove or something, and then you... Oh, boy. Did you ever swim in there, in the river?
Yes, we used to swim.
But you wouldn't drown anyway.
No. It was chilly at times down there, but sometimes you'd wander around a lot. Get down where it's kind of deep and, you know, pull myself down up to the neck.
Yeah.
And just want to get...
Traumatize it, well,
it's
sometimes it gets kind of warm on top. But
well, I know my kids have both all learned to swim. Well, Carol knew how to swim, but the two younger ones learned to swim in the Kispiarks.
Yeah.
And as I test this water out and make sure it was safe and everything, and it was always, you know, I always felt like I'd go in up to here and like my throat was cut, you know, for about 2 seconds until you got used to it. You didn't skate on it or anything like that?
No. Sometimes we used to a long, long time
ago. You didn't have skates, or did you have skates?
Oh, we had some.
Oh, you did have skates.
Small skates.
So the boy...
You did that picture of the skates from the interior, and you knew something about Hazleton.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I can't remember that.
You know, the Aberdeen hockey team with the North contest.
Is they really? From Hazleton.
Yeah, I saw a picture way back in 19 of all the players and the mascots.
McDougal.
I heard about them.
I've heard of it, yeah. For goodness sakes.
And what was that? Newsy O'Shea? Was he one?
And then there was the manager of the bank was one of them.
Little, who was a tall guy. Awful name.
And you said something about Sleepy Jim was a ball player?
Yeah.
So he was just from Hazleton, like, is he?
I asked some people about they were heard. They don't know the Sleepy Jim, and then there was Windy Jim.
And then something about you knew the, or saw, knew which one was Dutch Klein, the chief of police?
Yeah.
Well, so he'd go up, he was like just a chief of police, like that's what he was, I guess. Yeah. Or was he the one?
Arrest about chief of police, he used to prisoners around the streets, you know, and they're packing water and everything, walking behind, well, there are big cans of water, and then they'd have to put on the...
I don't think they had the yolk.
Have what?
Yolk over
there. Oh, really?
You know the Chinese used to have it?
Oh, yeah. Carry water from the river.
Yeah, they'd have to carry water up into the breeze, and I don't know when they might have carried water up for the boss at the government office. What is he?
Hoskins?
Yeah.
Well, of course, I guess there weren't that many wells in the old town.
No, there was one on the hillside, you know, way back from that, what she said, the red house, you know, on the right there. I can still see a little, you know, water at one time. We used to get our water there. But then you drain the village.
I guess so. And there were wells other too, I guess.
Well, a whale along that road there. You know how the road came in.
It used to come down.
But otherwise, a lot of people went to the river.
Into the river center.
Yeah. I see that fellow that lives in that, where Ward Marshall lives in.
Yeah.
He used to walk down the road, down to the river past B.
Nobody had any flush toilets in those days either.
No. Even hotels, I guess, had that.
No, I guess not. Yeah. My goodness, such a change. Such changes. Oh, dear. Well, my goodness. So, I guess the main thing is to, right now, to enjoy your home and enjoy good health as long as possible. I guess that's the life right now. Of course, you have some really good neighbors. I guess they've been really good to you. You were going to tell me about your. Oh, was it any special thing about the well? You had it drilled.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So you had it like twice drilled at the same time or something?
No. A couple of years later, different man.
Different man.
I guess both him and.
No, he missed
her. Oh, yeah.
You know, the fellow that drilled ours, he tried to drill one for Don, but he was a big rock that seemed to rock or something, and they couldn't go through. So quit there and came down, and then he wanted to get away because he thought it was going to snow heavy and he wouldn't get up that hill with that big clumsy outfit. But Don wanted the water and.
Oh, so he went again afterwards?
No, he was a different man.
Oh, yeah.
From up here, see that man that did our work came from Kamloops.
Kamloops?
Yeah.
Good heavens. That's a long way.
He was dealing for a lot of.
Oh, a lot of people. Yeah. I see. So that's what your. That can't be that long. Was your house built already?
Yeah.
It was already built.
I tell you, the day that. Oh, that was. The day we got that pump in, I know we were up at Europe. Mm-hmm. And when there's two men working on getting that.
Getting your pump going.
Yeah. We come back with that pump there, and we had to go out and try it. We were dead. And here was two or three old buckets of water around. They tried it, you know, to see that it was working.
I guess they threw all the few buckets, you know, because of dirty and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, did you know they were coming that day?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There were when we went out.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't that exciting? Must have been wonderful. Well, there's a story, this little old lady that she refused, like somebody was after her to get herself some a sink and water, and she refused. She said, no, she was going to have it the way she had it. Finally, the community in this little place decided they would do it for her or something. So they got the pipes laid and wherever the water came from. And then this was this big, they were going to have tea party, I guess, over it. And so she turned the tap on, and it was running, like, you know, and this person said, gee, Granny, how come you're running the water all the time? I just want to.
Well, I read about it everywhere. She didn't want anything to do with spilling out or anything.
Yeah.
I like my own, place. You'd have a place to wash your dishes in there, not my old dishpan. It's all right. Don't want to give up it.
No. Oh, that's good. You've had a lot of pets.
Oh, yeah. We had a few dogs.
And, of course, I guess your birds and...
We had Brownie, that first dog.
My wife that I can remember, my Britannia, they called him Little Old Budgie. I don't know what kind of a name Little Old Budgie is, but that was his name, Little Doggie. He sort of belonged to, he was given all the kids up there, actually, but he always stayed at our place. You had to leave him there.
Oh, you had to leave him. Oh, because it broke your heart, see?
No, well, when I got down land up in the hotel, and I'd say, Never see Little Budgie no more. I guess, our brothers took it there, so they wouldn't admit it. But maybe I didn't realize fully that more was no more, but they realized it was leaving their little dog.
So they brought it?
No. It wasn't, it probably belonged to all the kids out there.
Oh, I see.
But it's at our place all the time.
Yeah.
Rexley, our dog, we fed it and looked after all stayed there. I remember that.
Then we had a dog up here, we called him Brownie, and he followed my brother up the road there, just a couple of miles up there. Mm-hmm. There was some people from the farm down there, and he followed them. And
I guess he went up and pushed where they had some poison in there.
Oh.
So that was the end of Brown.
Oh, dear.
And then the deer dog, too, poor Brown.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess, and you had, oh, I guess many a favorite cow, I suppose.
Horses.
Oh, my. Yeah, those, they become pretty special memories, don't they?
And dog, by the way, later years, we called him Mutt. He was an English sheepdog or something. You know. I think the wolves killed him.
Oh, my.
Kind of.
So it was really pretty well after you sort of retired that you were able to sort of go off and see the row and, you know, just sort of move around a little and not feel so tied to chores and stuff, I guess, eh?
Uh-huh.
I guess. My goodness. Oh. Anyway.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, it's going. It's going.
You've taken all our talk?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Well, anyway, this is... Oh, no, you're okay. Any special advice you'd like to give to young people?
Mm-hmm. Don't smoke, don't drink.
Smoke, don't drink.
There's too much of them.
Yeah. Yes, that's what we're keeping you healthy, plus your exercise.
Mm-hmm. Outdoor exercise.
Outdoor, lots of exercise.
Trying to go out there and saw the wood, you know, the hand. You know, it's just like going out playing some golf or something.
Yeah.
I like it.
And it's a useful exercise.
Something that I can do, and I like it.
Yeah.
You know, go out there, well, needs to cut quite a bit.
Just now, she's cut quite a few trees down up there.
Are you living with them?
As soon as we get some good wind, that wind blow, we'll walk there and saw them. Cordwood drink.
I got them all limb wet, just saw them down.
But there's still more to cut down, you know, to make them.
For the year.
Mm-hmm. I got 31 of them, let us buy that up and we slap some down. What was that, 9 or 10?
No,
8.
Oh,
yeah,
for
8.
Sake. So that takes you about 50 trees a season. Or more.
Well, it takes about that. But you sure went through the wood this year.
Oh, yeah. Well, do you have any kind of furnace, or is this the only heat?
That's the only heat.
Is that the only heat? I'm the heater here.
Yeah.
Well, and that's a wood heater too, is it?
Yeah.
Isn't that wonderful? And that keeps your whole house warm.
Well, it's before you long that we have to push two windows open.
Gosh, it was hot.
Yeah.
And that first, when that first bit of wind came through, they had that window open a little bit, and I forgot to close it. And here, one open is blowing my face. I wonder where all that cold air is going.
Yeah, yeah. So, and I guess you sure enjoy your television.
Oh.
Keeps don't like, don't that, that crazy stuff.
No. No, but there's enough.
I like that program,
you know,
the Fortune Wheel.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That woman at one, two, weren't you in a trucker?
But the last one we looked at, she won $1,000.
Oh, yeah.
And then she won some other stuff. I guess
Beach.
It was 40, over 40, under $50,000 worth of stuff, you know.
So anyway, it keeps you in touch with the world and what is going on and so on. Yeah. And I guess you've read a lot of your lives too, I guess.
Well, I'm not reading much now. I don't know.
Get
we can sit there and, you know, yeah, no, we can, you know, just want to get up a little than you. Drop away sleep.
Sure. Well, that's healthy. A nice healthy attitude. I mean, nice healthy thing that happens to a person when you're tired. You just fall asleep with the music. Well,
water
that's great.
Water is going to boil.
Oh,
a little
sure.
Cake in there.
Oh,
that's what's soup over there.
Well, I thank you kindly. Well, see, this is, I don't know, naturally it's impossible to remember everything. Oh, I guess, yeah, I know. I guess you have to have your senior citizen meetings,
mm-hmm.
Eh?
Well, it's a good way to get out, you know.
Oh, of course, this coming Saturday, are you coming? Will you come?
be a good idea. But
okay.
Do please for a nice sunny day.
I know.
Would appreciate it.
Okay, because I'll be going, I figure I should be 12, so I should go about 11 o'clock at least from here. But we'll talk about that later. Because you've been going to senior meetings for, a couple of years?
More than that, ever since it started.
Ever since it started.
There's only a few we missed because we didn't make right connections.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then it was, too icy. And
Yeah.
Francis was going to go down, it's too late.
Yeah.
And what do you, I went one time more than her.
Well, I
yeah. Oh, that's great. Yeah, it's turning out really nice. Well, we'll have one day you'll tell your story, Gladys. It's senior citizen. And don't worry. I will help you.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have my little notes and other little ideas so that you can, you won't need it, but I'll just, I'll help you a little bit. It would be very, very interesting because you're almost like way older than Pearl.
Oh, yeah.
And so you have far more to say than...
She was in here a year ahead of me.
Gee.
I think they got off the railroad car down the way somewhere and come up faster in the buggy.
Yeah. Well, she was born in Hazleton. Yes.
She came in.
I guess I kept thinking that she was.
What else is she, 5 years old?
She's 50 in January. She just finished being 50 in January 1st.
Well, we knew her parents. We knew our mother 20 years before this.
Isn't that something? So, and they lived at Kispiox, you
know. No, when we were down in Hazel.
Yeah, they're black over there.
See, because what were her people's names?
Holland. William Holland was her father.
Oh, I see. For goodness. And of course, you said something about you knew her grandparents or something.
Well.
Or you saw them ride to town or something.
Yeah, Holland and his wife and Mary, and that's the mother of Pearl.
And
Carrie, the single horse. Driving
Remember.
Around. All dressed down.
Yeah.
And I remember Pearl's mother was in the schoolyard in Indian School, and her teacher.
This is in Kispiox.
No, Hazleton.
Hazleton, yeah.
And their teacher, Miss Soule, was standing there, and Mary and Holland, they had her, they was playing with her, their arms around her.
Oh, yeah.
And pulling, then they get her and pull her this way in.
Oh, yeah.
Some of us kids were standing out looking at Miss Soul was so mean. She liked it, This girl seemed like Mary and Paul and the rest of them seemed to like her all right.
Well, she was a good old soul, She was happy, jolly, good-natured.
Yeah. We used to go to the Anglican church in Sunday school.
Oh, and
Mrs. Hazel.
Oh,
and Miss Soul was the Sunday school teacher.
Well, this be when you were at 2 Mile, or is that from here?
In Hazleton.
Oh, when you lived in Hazleton. Oh, so then you moved up here, you didn't do that. You couldn't get down there, I guess. Well, you must have...
It was in 1916.
Oh, goodness. Well.
And then, of course, we knew Pearl's grants. On our father's
Mackenzie's, yeah.
We remember we've taken a lot of their stuff into the cross, where Gladys described the word we have up. We go back and forward. I guess I started grinning at one and like packing all that stuff in the house. Remember that clean as the day had it.
Oh my. Yeah, and I guess you'd know the Marshalls. I guess Ward Marshall's been here a long time.
I remember the boy. Before he was married.
Oh, he was here before he was married. My goodness. Yeah.
Yeah, to come up, when we were chasing along down the river, this
Olaf Hansen.
Who had a contract, you know, the telephone poles, and, you know, get a bunch of chickens that are and dump them in the river in the fall.
And big trucks to haul them down.
So they used to take the boats up in a truck, you know, and they would go down there and chase these logs. There were still more logs coming than the one they
down,
got.
They'd be coming down the river?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, chasing the logs down the river, I said.
Oh.
And then I picked them up. It was Blue Hazel. They had a boom to catch them.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Near the railroad, so they could.
Oh, what is it? Marshals take the boats up.
Young fellow.
Well, my goodness. And that's how they logged in those days.
They tried the Kispiox River too, but I guess too catch and too much.
Too small.
There was a long tradition for how they beach themselves.
Oh, I guess.
A lot of them come in down here and get them all out. What was that? The high water machine.
Oh, yeah.
And they probably lost some of it in the boom, you know. But I know a lot of the logs were just around here all winter. Stuck on everywhere, and then they get them out early in the spring before high water.
Awesome. I guess you must remember all the bridges, the things that happened to the bridges.
That's the third down at the Skeena River, you know, four mile bridge.
Yeah.
Well, that's the third bridge there.
And then you must have remembered the bridge across to Southtown then.
Oh, I remember it a little. Yeah,
just a little.
I did, but I remember once across it, so I don't.
Yeah. And then, of course, the Kispiox. Kispiox
that's
River.
The second bridge.
Second. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Say, it wasn't damaged in the high water. You see, we had a big high water in the 7th of the fall.
Really?
Yeah, and it took out some of the planking on the bridge too. It was right. The first one. See, you went down. You had to crawl that long hill and go down, and out in front of Hazel come over in the ferry. You know, canoe. That's about all it was. Until they got a new bridge built.
Oh, yeah.
But I think it was too low down in the high water.
Just
the
took
big
it away.
State.
Just tried took it out. Away. Oh, boy. Do you remember anything bank robbery, or did you?
No, oh, I heard about it. It was about it? The time we were in. See, I've got a picture in the paper.
Yeah. Oh, my, they're wonderful. Well, it's surprising how much takes place in that length of time.
Richmond was the name of them. They run a store up there, and he was sort of related, I guess, to some of them, running that standard. All a lot of the food up there.
Oh, yeah. For goodness sake. You mean he was related to whom? To,
Let me see. Now, there was Foley Wilson still, the road, but there was, what was the name?
They built
the railroad. Railroad. Yeah.
Oh, so of course this happened, of course, during the railroad.
Yeah. There was a man there that he did it with. Was he the manager? He was the.
So anyway,
and
he had something to do with involved with this, because their payroll disappeared, I guess.
Yeah. But he was sort of related, I think.
To one of the robbers?
No, to one of the, this Richmond.
Oh,
yeah.
That's
what I was told.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, we're just about down there, I guess, anyway. So I guess we'll... Do you like anything else? I don't know. Pardon?
Let me see. Only about the delivery stable down there.
Oh.
You get in
Oh.
Go and get a tire, yeah, you're going along, get along a horse, a buggy, and drive up.
Going on the saddle horse?
Exactly.
But this would be, who kept that one?
Kay was his name.
Oh, James. Sorry. Oh, my. So he'd have room for what?
Yeah, the barn there.
About
the barn was right down in the corner from the Mountain View Hotel.
Mountain View Restaurant.
Right out in the corner, right on the street.
For goodness sake. So
and I know across the road there from there was a shed there that was piled up with cutters and thing or another, you know, high and up, you know, for the summer, piled in pebbles.
My.
And he hauled the stuff over from the railroad.
Oh, yeah, so he would have horses for hauling.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my.
He'd all freighting around.
Hauling business, yeah.
Although Sargent had a couple of big horses there. I think he took out his family a lot, that, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And one of the double seat Democrats.
Sargent. Yeah.
Well, Hudson,
Cunningham,
they had something.
Yeah, they had stuff. They had horses.
So, anyway. Oh, no, I didn't see now. Benson's? I guess you knew lots about them, Al Benson. And of course, he wouldn't have much to do with them.
He moved up in town where everybody is. He was in jet business there.
In a taxi? Yeah.
Jet.
Jet.
You call it jet?
Yeah, jet. Jet business.
Jet.
They called it a jet.
Yeah, the jet. Oh, it's tasty. The jet. I'm in the jet business.
That's something new. Oh, well. And, of course,
well. The Hoskins family, Oswald Hoskins is up there. His mother's at
They lived here then, didn't they?
Well, his father was the government.
Government agent.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
That's that building that was right in the neighborhood of that old kitchen.
Oh, yeah. Well.
And with the three boys, there was Oswald and little Gordon. Gordon died in 16, but there was another boy born after that. I don't know what his name is.
I don't know.
I think he's the only one that's living.
Yeah. And then, of course, the Campbells, Ted and Helen, I suppose you knew them, Tiny.
Yeah. I remember she was just a girl. Loved riding horses. And
yeah, they rode horses.
Well, talk about Jack Lee and them all dying off, and here's old Ted, he can hang on.
Yeah, he's, mind you, he's pretty forgetful. He's kind of, he's had a little bit of a stroke. He has Faye one side.
You haven't got him down on your baby, or?
Well, I have their story in this other book I'll bring you to show you. But, I'll get Talent to tell some more things, too. Well.
I'm trying to get him to tell stories. Oh, what do I know? I've told some old that I can't separate the lies from the truth.
That's about the size of it.
Yeah.
And right now, Helen said he gets the past mixed up with the present, like sometimes when the person has a little bit of a stroke, they go, a little bit. They get their past and present kind of mixed up a little bit.
They don't pretend yet. They had a lot of stuff there. Ted had to have his own little pig.
Oh, you got into that.
That's all right.
About the pigs. You'd have to straighten them.
No, that's okay. Go ahead.
that mountain side there, they had a ball down there, and they're just walking with pigs.
And
there's much slop coming from that kitchen.
I guess so.
The manager says, look at all that, they're down at the beach. All that rock, they're down up there to keep some pigs and things.
Now, I don't know whether...
They must have made a trough for them then.
Quite a lot of troughs, but then they used to catch it in a big box they made.
Oh, yeah.
Planks.
Oh, yeah.
It was just for... And then the Cabernet, used after the pig man, the fellow more Jim, he mixed, I think, molasses and stuff up with all that stuff. You'd have to pack the stuff away out a bit with a kind of a sawmill or something. A lot of sawdust there in the pig house. Put all this trough and fill up. Then you go back with those empty buckets. Tick, tick, and you know, they knew his work. There they're all falling by them.
Just like, like the Pied Piper. Oh, my goodness.
At first, when they got pigs up there, they had them all locked up in pens. Well, they had little peas without hair. Dag up. The manager would come in there, and well, he didn't know about. He didn't know anything about breeding pigs. They got exercise. You got to get them out. So they let,
so
them,
they let them loose. Oh, and I guess the kids played with them and all kinds of things. You had your favorites.
Yeah.
So you had
one was this pig, little pig, you know, about this high, disappeared. And I was walking down there, and one of the Japanese going up to the, you know, the home I was there.
You know, boarding house.
And they had a pig.
Oh.
You know, it's all cut, got to get on it. Funny.
And that was your pig.
Yep.
Oh, and I guess you cried and cried.
Yeah. All right, Dick and our pig.
You see, the mining camp, every household a free turkey. But,
Japanese.
You know, Japanese, they didn't buy pig and put little turkeys to cut apart and be better.
Oh, I see. So they had pigs instead of turkey.
Yeah.
Well, that's all right, too.
Oh, yeah.
When he killed our pig.
Oh, when he killed yours.
All right.
No, but that's a spoiler.
You know, they had some awful big pigs over there. I guess they wouldn't like a steer.
Well, they'd have lots of food.
Yeah, lots of food. They're rooting all over that
all over that mountain. My gosh, they'd be good meat. Delicious. Oh, goodness. Well, I guess we're just about done.
That's old manager down below. His name is Moody.
Moody, you know.
So he came from a family that made underwear back in.
Moody underwear, ever
hear? Oh, really? Moody underwear?
Well,
he came from that family.
Oh.
But he had nothing to do with that. He wanted to be a mining when he went into that business.
For goodness sake. Well, well, very much. Thank goodness. Must have got you all, out. But you'll think of many other stories tomorrow, tonight. It's impossible to